Welcome to Shom Achshava and Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ham Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tzoyto Daf Memches. The Gemara with Beis speaks about the fact that Urim V'Turim stopped in the end of Beis Rishon. And then the Gemara brings the Raya that's talking about the end of Nevi'im Rishonim means the end of all the first Nevi'im, except Chagai Zachari Malachi. And the Gemara brings a Braiso, Meshemesu Chagai Zachari Malachi, Nistalko Ruach HaKodesh Meisrael. As Rashi explains, the Raya is that Nevuah stopped in the end of Chagai Zachari Malachi. So two Nikudas over here. Number one is, it's important to point out, the Braiso in Seder Olam says that the Nevi'im were Misnaben Ruach HaKodesh until the time of Alexandros Mogdon, the Melech of Yovan, the Greek king. But then, once he became king, there was no more Nevuah. Says the Vilna Gaon over there on the Braisa Seder Olam, Pirush Mishehorgu es Yetzerhoro Botlo HaNevuah. So the Vilna Gaon gives us here a big Yesoid that my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Tzal used to speak about it a lot, that Nevuah, the counterpart of Nevuah, the opposite, the Zeh Keneged Zeh of Nevuah is Avodah Zarah. When you have no Avodah Zarah in the world, there's no Yetzerhoro to be pointed to these koiches, to these powers that come from above of Tumah, so he takes away the Nevuah, which stands against it, of Dusha. If the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is out, so there's no Nevuah either, because you need to have a Bchira. In order to have free will, you need to have Zeh Keneged Zeh. You have to have Gdusha and Tumah, each one in the world in the same level. And if you lower the Tumah ability, there's no Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, you also have to lower the Gdusha ability, there's no Nevuah. And the Meshech Chochmo, we bring it here in the Maariv Mekoymis, says that it's Meferish, a Pasuk in Zechariah, that really says the way the Vilna Gaon is saying it. The second Nekuda is that the Gemara is telling us that when Chagai Zachar Malachi were Nifter, so there's no more Ruach HaKodesh. And the big question is, we know that there's Ruach HaKodesh always. We know that all the Tzaddikim, all the big Gedolei HaDoros have Ruach HaKodesh. And it's brought down the famous Gemaras, Meferoshes Gemara, and Eruvin Gemara, and Nedarim, other Gemaras that tell us that there was Ruach HaKodesh by the Tanoim, by the Amoraim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zitzal has a sefer called Orchus Yosher. It's a Musa sefer. And there he has a whole chelik, a whole piece, speaking about Ruach HaKodesh. And he brings, that's how he starts this piece, this perek. He asks, he brings the Gemara in Tzoyto, it says the Ruach HaKodesh Pasko, and he brings the Gemaras that we mentioned. And he goes on and says, look at the later generations, look at our generations, the Vilna Gaon, the Chofetz Chaim, and many Gedolei HaDoros, they all had Ruach HaKodesh. So what does it mean in the Gemara of the Ruach HaKodesh Pasko? So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky that obviously it means that there's different levels of Ruach HaKodesh. There's the very high level of Ruach HaKodesh, that's the level of Nevuah that our Gemara is referring to. But then there's different levels of Ruach HaKodesh, and these levels of Ruach HaKodesh stay for generations to come. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky goes on to say that there's different levels of Ruach HaKodesh in the Chachamim today as well. There's some that they know based on their understanding, based on their Chachma, they can figure out things in the world, because Baruch Hu sends them a Mare, it's not a Nevuah, but it's some kind of a sense that they're able to figure out what's going on in the world. Another Inyan of Ruach HaKodesh that we have is that Chacham gives a Bracha, and he has the power of his Dibur, has the ability for his words to be miskayim. He says that has to be somebody who's very careful not to lie at all. So everything he says is emes, also all his brachas are emes. Then he says there is another level of Ruach HaKodesh, that a chacham who is giving a bracha or is giving an answer, whatever comes to his mind at that moment, that's his Ruach HaKodesh. And he says many times you see gedolim, the two people come to him, and they ask the same question at the same time, and he gives one answer to one and another answer to the other. What's shot? Because that's what came to his words to say at that moment. That is his Ruach HaKodesh. As a local Rav in the neighborhood here told me, this was Mamesh what Reb Chaim Kanievsky lived with. The Reb Chaim, we know, everybody came to him, and on the spot he gave answers. And we didn't know, nobody knew why he gave this answer to this person, this answer to somebody else. But Reb Chaim was going with this Mahalach. Whatever comes to his mind at that moment, that is the Ruach HaKodesh for him what to say. Rav Chaim concludes that there's one more type of Ruach HaKodesh that comes, when a person has emunas chachamim, a person really believes in the chacham and is really into mishaber themselves to the chacham, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata deshmaya for the chacham to say the right thing. Because this yid is so much devoted and has such emunah that he's completely relying on the chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised mishaber that the chacham would say the right thing that will work for this person, even if the chacham is not as great and is not as Baruch HaKadosh as on his own. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.